just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place, but now I want to see my children raised. Down home, folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back on. Those of us raised up down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Falling on hard times, they can fall back on. Those of us raised up down home, way down home, down home, down home, way down home.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During his address at the UN General Assembly, President Trump says America is back, saying border security is at its best and working to stop illegal immigration. He also criticized other countries, including France, for recognizing a Palestinian state, saying the U.S. is siding with Israel to defeat Hamas first and secure the release of all remaining Hamas-held hostages in Gaza, which drew applause.
Instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
The president is holding bilateral meetings this afternoon, including with the UN General Secretary and Ukraine's President Zelensky. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that would have knocked out telecommunications in the New York City area. Investigators say they discovered tens of thousands of co-located and networked cellular devices that could have carried out those attacks. This is ABC News. While a lot of consumers flock to online sources for goods and services, one retail chain is now showing new signs of life.
At its peak, Toys R Us had nearly 1,700 stores worldwide and controlled one quarter of the global toy market. One bankruptcy filing at a change of ownership later, the company operates six locations but has plans to more than double that number, with three openings slated in California and one each in Colorado, Iowa, Maryland, and Nebraska by the end of of 2025.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs are requesting a reduced sentence of no more than 14 months in prison, which effectively amounts to time served. Combs was convicted earlier this year of two prostitution charges, but acquitted of the more serious sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He's been behind bars for more than a year since his arrest in New York. A sentencing hearing is expected next month. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than some this afternoon, a comfortable early fall day with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing, otherwise partly cloudy, a low of 53. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 71. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a multi-state group prevented the Trump administration from getting personal information about food benefit recipients. Call says the White House doesn't need the data it's trying to collect.
It's the states that gather this information with respect to applicants for the SNAP program. And so the federal government is trying to gather that information itself rather than leaving it within the states.
The White House and the USDA were trying to get information like Social Security numbers and the last five addresses of every SNAP recipient in the country. A 13-year-old Milwaukee boy accused in the shooting death of an 11-year-old will remain in custody. Deion Sargent died last week in what Milwaukee police describe as a drug-related robbery. Prosecutors say the shooting happened while the older boy tried to take a gun from him. The 13-year-old is being charged as a juvenile in this case. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone. 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents at downtown Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Waterville Township Saturday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 36-year-old Travis Bear of Durand was traveling westbound on Highway X when he lost control of his moped and was thrown from the moped and landed in the roadway. Bear was med-flighted to an Eau Claire hospital with serious injuries. The search for a missing Dunn County man has come to a tragic end. 22-year-old Riley Smith Tourville was reported missing last Wednesday after having last been seen near his home in the town of Weston. Smith Tourville's body was found on Sunday. His cause of death has not been released. Two sites serving Wisconsin veterans who are homeless are now closed. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoey explained that the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls closed on September 12th due to a lack of funding.
One of the most difficult and disappointing days for me since starting at WDVA was the June 12th JFC committee meeting when the majority adopted a motion that did not include the funding for VHRP. Funding that the Legislative Fiscal Bureau warned would result in the department not having sufficient resources to maintain the program's three sites. So a pretty terrible day.
The program for homeless veterans remains available at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove. Hoey said last week that alternative placements have been found for more than 30 veterans who are housed at the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls sites. Proposed legislation that would provide funding for the program has been introduced, but Hoey said that the earliest that the Chippewa Falls location could reopen would be nearly 1 year from now. The Menominee Housing Committee has released its findings on how to solve that city's housing needs. Two out of the three proposals have already been adopted by the Menominee City Council. The first adopted proposal would provide more incentives for tax increment financing projects. The second would ease restrictions for housing developers in the city. Both measures aim to make construction in Menominee more appealing. The final proposal would reduce the lot size for single-family homes to allow more units to be built on one plot. If approved, it would be the first major change to lot size regulations since the 1970s. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of concerns at the wastewater treatment plant and water quality concerns, Buffalo County economic development, and reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The city of Menominee is pulling the plug on a deal for the development of a $1.6 billion data center. The data center was projected to create as many as 1,000 construction jobs during development and 50 to 75 full-time jobs after opening, with an additional 200 to 300 contract workers. Some members of the community had expressed concern about the facility's use of water, as well as noise and light pollution. Menominee Mayor Randy Knack announced at a city council meeting last night that the community would no longer be pursuing the project. Eau Claire police are investigating a collision that claimed the life of an 85-year-old man. Raymond Moeller was riding his bike in a bike lane on Cameron Street when he was struck by an SUV while making a left-hand turn. That incident happened September 11th. Moeller recently died due to the injuries suffered in the crash. A Chippewa County man facing charges in a criminal case involving a young victim has pleaded no contest. Investigators say that 30-year-old Austin Stonkey sent inappropriate pictures to a young girl via Snapchat, including one image in which his private parts were visible. Stonkey entered his plea yesterday on a charge of exposing a child to harmful materials. He was sentenced to 1 year probation. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows fall-related calls increased by 10,000 between 2023 and 2024. Emergency medical services responded to 140,000 falls last year. That accounted for more than 20% of 911 calls. The Centers for Disease Control says Wisconsin has the highest rate of fall-related deaths in older adults in the nation. That's due to both immediate deaths and long-term health issues related to a fall. To prevent falls, DHS is recommending reduced clutter and improving lighting in living spaces. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24-7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231 2000.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is celebrating its 100th homecoming anniversary. Organizers say the theme this year will fall in line with traditions. After 20 years, the parade will run back on Water Street. 90s artists like Vanilla Ice and Young MC will be performing. Homecoming starts over the next few weeks. More information, visit the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire's alumni webpage. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun this afternoon. A comfortable early fall day with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Some areas of fog early. Otherwise, partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 71. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
The Brewers, having already captured the National League Central Division, dropped their series opener to the Padres 5-4 in 11 in San Diego last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Starter Freddie Peralta not involved in the decision, but he struck out 6 5 innings, surpassing 200 strikeouts for the season. Packers had the day off today following their first loss of the season, 13-10 to the Browns on Sunday in Cleveland. Packers couldn't run it, and they had a difficult time dealing with the Browns' pass pressure. Matt LaFleur asked Monday, what's next?
You got to try different things. I mean, whether it's if you're having a hard time holding up and
protection. You got to do things to move the pocket. You got to throw screens. You got to do whatever you got to do if you can't hold up. And typically, like when you call a quick game or whatever, you're not anticipating getting hit or let alone give up a sack. And that happened, I think, twice yesterday. So we got to be better.
Monday Night Football Lions improved to 2-1. They knocked off Baltimore 38-30. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right, you can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Who's in and who's out after New Hampshire? I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. You can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
12 drivers remain alive for this year's NASCAR Cup Series title, and the playoff grid got jumbled up following race one of the round last week in New Hampshire. With his victory, Ryan Blaney is locked into the round of eight, which begins next month at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, while Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, and Chase Briscoe are all above the cut line. Below, and needing to finish well, include Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick, and Bubba Wallace as the series heads to the Kansas Speedway this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Some of the trees in my area have big silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSC, SIPC.
We may have some green on the screen, but there's a lot that is underlying in this marketplace that's really going to have an effect on this trade moving forward starting today. Good morning. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As Arlen Suderman joins us today with StoneX, and let's kind of start out the fact that we've got some green. We started to pull ourselves back around with the soybean market, but there's so many factors, Arlen, that are just kind of pinning in to what we see for this market.
Absolutely. You want me to build a bullish scenario for soybean? I can do so, but it would be necessitated upon a strong biofuel program and a very strong trade agreement with China requiring them to buy massive quantities of soybeans. If you ask me to build a very bearish scenario with China, for soybeans, I can do so. It would be dependent upon no sales of soybeans to China and a weaker than believed biofuel program going forward. So you can do either one. So what do traders do? What do investors do? What do farmers do? What do end users do? That's why we take note of the fact that there are more options open interest right now in the soybean market than there are actual futures positions. And put options are the biggest factor in there. The largest number are put options over call options. Because Traders simply don't know, end users don't know, farmers don't know what to expect. We have to be prepared for all scenarios right now. The trend we're currently on is bearish. That's why we've been seeing weakness. We don't know if that's going to turn on a dime with the trade agreement announcement.
So let's switch gears. And again, Washington affecting the way we see these market trades. Cattle comments coming from the secretary has had many folks diving into trying to find out more details. Is there some sort of incentive package headed the way to our cattle producers?
Well, and it came out in a statement from the USDA about the New World screwworm in Mexico that we talked about yesterday, identified less than 70 miles south of the border. But within that, Secretary of Agriculture made a statement that we can expect this week, a statement from the Trump administration on how to rebuild the American cattle supply. Now, it didn't specify what that is. Everybody is speculating about what it means. Does it mean that President Trump is going to open up federal grasslands for grazing? Does he provide direct payments to cow-calf producers like what he has done, has a history of doing with crop producers? Does he plan some type of tax incentive program to get to hold back heifers rather than take the high prices they can get now?
Those comments with Arlen Suderman as we take a look at the midday markets on the American Ag Network.
May 15th.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Peterson Farm Brothers continue to sing the story of agriculture. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at WorldDairyExpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Kendall and Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers, they really aren't brothers, rose to fame in 2012 with their viral parody video, I'm Farming and I Grow It, a twist on the hit song. Now, since then, they've continued to use social media to bridge the gap between farmers and consumers through music videos and educational content.
Yeah, we try to showcase what everyday life is like on the farm, and our videos definitely have a theme to them. The music videos more show, you know, the fun parts of farming and being in agriculture, but we have a lot of day-in-the-life videos that showcase more of the highs and lows and the challenges with lower crop prices or animal health or something like that. So we do try to show every bit of agriculture that we can on our farm.
Greg Peterson says they live what they sing.
When we got started in 2012, we were farming about 1,000 acres, but we're up to about 3,000 now, and then we custom farm another 1,000 on top of that, or custom harvest, custom plant and harvest. But our cattle side of the operation has stayed relatively the same. We back around about 1,000 head of feeder cattle, but Kendall's expanded the cow-calf herd quite a bit. Kendall's more in charge of the livestock side of things. Nathan's more in charge of the cropping agronomy side. And then I kind of head up all of our social media stuff. And then Dad's the overseer of the farm still.
Kendall adds that they are ag-vocates, sharing the story of agriculture through their music.
Getting to travel around to farm shows, FFA events, Farm Bureau events, so many different events. There's a real audience for people who are curious what is going on the farm. And kind of one of the jobs that we do is encouraging other people to tell their story of their farm to reach those people in their local communities.
Kendall and Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5.7 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 21st. That, according to USDA, topsoil moisture condition was at 76% adequate and 3% surplus. Corn reaching the dough stage or beyond was at 97%, and corn fields were 82% dented. Corn was 28% mature. Now, corn condition was rated at 81% good to excellent. Corn silage was 41% harvested. Soybeans coloring, 82%. 46% of soybean fields were dropping leaves. Soybean condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. Potatoes were 65% harvested. Winter wheat was 29% seeded. Winter wheat emergence at 10%. Fourth cutting of alfalfa hay, 85% complete. And pasture and range condition was rated at 63% good to excellent. Cattle and calves on feed for the processing market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.1 million head as of September 1st. That level was near pre-report trade predictions and 1% below the September 2024 figure. Farm Journal's Ag Web said that the September report shows historically tight U.S. supplies, but may also show farmers are starting to retain a few heifers in the American cattle herd. State-by-state reports showed that some higher numbers, including Texas at 91% compared to last year, Oklahoma at 95%, while Kansas at 103%. Placements in feedlots during August totaled 1.78 million head, 10% below last year. Net placements were at 1.73 million head. USDA has terminated future household food security reports. The agency says the redundant, costly, politicized, and extraneous studies do nothing more than fearmonger. The study was initially created by the Clinton administration as a means to support the increase of SNAP eligibility and benefit allotments. USDA said that for 30 years, this study failed to present anything more than subjective liberal fodder. Trends in the prevalence of food insecurity have remained virtually unchanged, regardless of a more than 87% increase in SNAP spending between 2019 and 2023, the agency said in a release. About 2.4 million fewer Americans, including families with children, are predicted to receive food stamp benefits every month after lawmakers expanded work requirements for some parents, older SNAP enrollees, and others. That, according to the congressional budget analysis done in August. Recipients will see their assistance shrink as food banks cope with increased demand. The Dairy Checkoff has introduced Smart Swaps, a dairy-focused initiative designed to help schools meet evolving nutrition standards and student expectations. The farmer-founded National Dairy Council created Smart Swaps, which helps school nutrition professionals to include dairy in breakfast menus and adapt to evolving meal standards. Program will offer training resources along with kid-approved breakfast recipes featuring dairy. Mexico's National Health Service confirmed a new case of New World screwworm less than 70 miles from the border between Mexico and the U.S. USDA says this is the farthest north the screwworm has advanced in Mexico during the current outbreak and is the most threatening to the American livestock industry. The location of the outbreak is on a major highway between Monterrey, Mexico and Laredo, Texas. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the news is deeply concerning. The speed that the screwworm has moved through Mexico is a reminder that this pest poses a critical and urgent threat to American cattle producers, he said. We appreciate USDA's investment in resources to protect American agriculture and FDA's work to authorize emergency treatments for screwworm and look forward to additional product approvals, he said. He also said it's time to expedite the construction of a new sterile fly facility. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The Road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The Road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Dry weather is now expected in our ag weather forecast. We'll have the dry weather continuing through the week and into the weekend. Highs will range from the low 70s through low 80s through early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog expected. Lows 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. For Wednesday, partly sunny, patchy fog, and highs 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 65 to 70%. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Wait, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets, and you and me working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk. I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you. Been a wreck me week. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on the night shift, baby?
Cinderella, you hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies, You never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet. All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no more. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my. Chance, I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your eyes. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my. And I see through to the heart of you. If you want a man who understands, you don't have to look very far. I can love you, I can love you like that. I will make you my world.
Panthers, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas, once been to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store,
and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go. Her first blind date, had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go. Buy a brand new car, drove down to the beach he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. Honolulu, New York City, came back knocked out pretty.
Stay.
listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Taking in rough, but why they making those stories?
seen me broken down, but now I'm over you. So if I seem a little bit cold, it only means you've lost the hold you have on me. I'm over you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the UN General Assembly, President Trump praising his administration's policies, including border security, but also criticized the UN of promoting empty words.